It's a great thing when we've made it a habit to listen to that inner spirit that we call God. You can call it any other name. Because we never know at any given time that that voice will share with us that divine eternal wisdom. This title came because the Spirit said it, and I thought, I never thought of that. That we have wounds that were created by ignorance. And those wounds can be life, long life lasting. The Spirit said, one of our key prayers we should do on a daily basis is to ask the Spirit of God to heal us of that wound, those wounds of ignorance, so that the burden, because if something is healed, the burden is lifted. And they did give me good examples. And I had my mouth wide open like, huh? So we should never ignore it. Rather than talking so much, it's always good to just listen. And when I say listen, listen deeply. You don't have to strain yourself, you know, to listen. I think most of us, we're so used to talking, you know, we even talk over each other. And if we listen, we only listen briefly, you know, we want to talk again. Because in the depth of listening, we learn something. And I'm quoting exactly how Spirit said it to me. And this happened May 31st at 3:15 p.m. And that conversation continued. Just like I say, prayer is a conversation with God. You tell God what is going on in your life. And if you are really acting like a true child of God, then you listen. What has God got to say about what you've just said? And sometimes if we don't listen carefully, we will miss it. Anytime we participate in wrongdoing or wrong behavior, or we choose to do something wrong, whether it's consciously, unconsciously, or subconsciously, we are rejecting Spirit of Love. And that on its own brings instability into our lives because we have rejected the fundamental foundation. That wasn't my word. That was Spirit who said that. Fundamental. When something is fundamental, that means you cannot exist without that. And the foundation, without a foundation, you can't have a house. You can't have any structure over you. If God didn't establish the foundation of the world, there will be no sky, no sea, none of that. Because we have rejected the fundamental foundation and principles of our existence, of our souls, of this existence of our souls, and that means we have rejected God. And we know what happens when you reject the one who creates you. Take an example of a dog or a cat. If they reject their owner, who's going to feed them? You can count on it. That dog or cat will probably starve a long time until somebody else. And that's the issue that has compounded, you know, the whole world from the word go. So we say life should be simple and we should enjoy life. That's what God wants for us. Not the things we keep going through over and over, incarnation and incarnation and every day. Everything in creation is based upon the foundations of love. And the rejection will bring us pain and suffering, chaos and karma. we will have to come back to a place of harmony in order for the displacement, that's the word, the displacement we have brought upon ourselves to be corrected, because everything is love and love is God. That was the first chapter of this conversation. Then the Spirit said, we had everything we need to live a good life. He didn't say a suffering life, a bad life, to live a good life. We have everything. You and I. Every moment, every nanomoment, we have everything to live a good life. But our ignorance leads us to all kinds of things that bring suffering. Now, here are the examples. Then I will end it with a story. The wounds of ignorance that we should pray to be healed. Well, when people do body augmentation, we know there are some people, maybe because some kind of deformity or accident happened to them, they need that body sculpture and all of that. But people do body augmentation. They do plastic surgery, right? Some of them will enlarge things that if God wanted it enlarged, God would have created it that way, isn't it? And then sometimes those things don't go well. We've had people did Botox, and it didn't go well. Some did Botox, yeah, and it didn't go well. Stories I've read about Brazilian Botox, and it doesn't go well. Some do augmentation of the, and it doesn't go well. What led them to do that? Is the ignorance, because if they know it wasn't going to do that, you think they would have done it? No. But for whatever reason, they didn't like the way they look. And God said, my child, you are perfect the way I made you. There's no reason for you to start this, because when you start it, you don't know how it's going to end. And they started it. Some lose it. They lose their life because of it. They did that. What is it called? Tummy tuck. I know two people who died because of, you know, and they were famous people. At least maybe not here, but in the countries where they come from. So that created that wound, that physical wound. And some of them, it affects them for the rest of their lives. They have to go back to the doctors to amend things. Didn't we know of a famous model that it disfigured, you know? Yeah, it disfigured them. And it took them a long time to even want to talk about it. And they have to live with that. So Spirit, use that as an example. Because it's ignorance that seduces us to take actions that are not to our own, you know, benefit. The wounds of not following our hearts when we choose the wrong profession or job, because it pays very well. No, we pay the price for it. And the regrets that we experience for a lifetime. Let me make the money. Oh, the money is always the money. There's nothing wrong in having money if it's the right thing for you. We have everything, as Spirit said, to live a good life. Sometimes we allow our friends and families and others to influence us or the trend, you know. So you can imagine somebody that God gave a personality, a character to be extroverted, right? And they got into computer engineering. And most of it, they stay online. Instead of them, do your job, go and play with your friends. And Americans are noted for walking. We walk too much compared to Europe and all of them. And it's not like we're better off than the Europeans. Choosing the wrong person to marry because they are attractive or wealthy. We don't need to go into that explanation. We hear about all these things. Choosing the wrong religious or spiritual path because it is trendy. We've seen people go to, you know, their heart is not there. Find what your heart is in, and you will find God. Because it is trendy, or we were born into it, or our parents practiced it. Wrong political beliefs, because we allow ourselves to be influenced. And there were other things that Spirit brought to my mind. I said, huh, they are great wounds. And then now, they went into the scriptures. There's something among those, when they say, when trouble sleeps, Yanga go wake up. Yanga means pride. And pride, we know, that's ignorance. He said, what will, when trouble sleeps, pride, Yanga go wake up. What would be the result of that? A lot of pain and suffering. Bosa. So Spirit said, son, I want you to think about the story of the prodigal son. We've all had the story of the prodigal son. If you've not, you know, a wealthy family, one decided, look, I don't want to hang around the house. So dad, if you're going to give me any inheritance, give it to me now. I don't want to wait till you die. Let me go and enjoy myself now. Father said, okay. And he went, and he lived a splashy life, and of course, he didn't generate, he used it all up. Of course, you have friends when you are doling things out, and then what happened to all those friends? And he had to go and work for someone else, be their servant. And the suffering was too much where he finally said, you know, even my father's slave or servants, they eat better than what I'm going through here. I will suck up my pride. I will go home and I'll say, Father, let me be your servant or slave. Of course, when he showed up, the father was so happy because the father hasn't seen him forever. I thought maybe he's dead. Threw him a party, cleaned him up and all of that. And then what happened to the sibling? Pissed off. Probably before that, he didn't even know he has the element of jealousy in him and selfishness. So jealousy was minding his own business. Selfishness was minding his own business. And he opened the door for it. Prevention is better than cure. It's better we don't open the door than to open the door and the nasty thing comes in and then we try to push it out and heal it. So he said, look at that. If he was filled with love, he has that love in him. He hasn't actually trained himself to really, he would have been happy to have his sibling back. Like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see my brother and all of that and all of that. It wasn't like there wasn't enough for him and his brother and the father. Didn't the father say, look, your brother has gone and all of that, I'm glad to have it. You always have this. This all belongs to you. Why shouldn't we celebrate? Isn't that why Jesus also made the story of the shepherd who left 99 flocks to go look for the one that was missing? So we should not let ignorance lead us and open doors to things that will cause us a lot of suffering, because that's low consciousness. Now, so imagine, how long will it take him to heal that wound of jealousy and self-hatred? Because I'm sure even when his father told him, he's still fuming. He may even be here and say, oh, what good are you? Didn't you use your inheritance? Now you want to take mine down the line. Maybe he tells his own family stories about, oh, you mean your uncle? Oh, he's a no good uncle. Because whatever, if we allow that low consciousness to take us, what good is it to us now? And for us to live in that, that's not what God wants. We have everything to live a good life. And it's not that the older brother was suffering. Was he suffering? He didn't lack for anything. As Spirit said, jealousy is a heavy burden and therefore not attractive or worthy of any God's children. When we allow things to distract us from who we are, when God said, look, this is what the path I have chosen for you, and he said, well, it's not attractive enough, there's no bling bling. Yeah, we might get famous and whatever. But is that peace of mind? Are we content? Because there will always be something that tells you, oh, dude, or dudette, oh, you blew this, you know. But Spirit said, it's never too late. And that's why the key to that prayer, may God heal us of the wounds of ignorance. Because it can be lifelong. When we open the doors to that arrogance, foolish pride, fear, anxiety, those are all low consciousness. Now, to end this, to bring all of this home, here we go. Here's a story. Long ago, when I was young, they would say, when men were men, when humans walk on their heads, in other words, you know, just to scare the kids. Long ago, in a village, lived two farmers. They weren't computer engineers, they weren't architects. Everybody wants to be a farmer or a smith, you know. Iron smith, goldsmith, you know. But before goldsmith and all of that, they were all farmers. Lived two farmers who were poor. Both used to live with their family and had little piece of land. on which they used to work and earn their living. Suddenly, just like nothing is guaranteed to any of us, whether you call yourself son of God, daughter of God or not, both died at the same time, on the same day. We remember the story of Lazarus, right? He didn't know he was going to die, but death came kaput. Otherwise, Jesus would have done something before that, wouldn't he? Yeah. But ignorance think this world is forever. We're here to live here. No. Like they would say when I was born, this is a marketplace. And the marketplace, like your grocery store, you go there, you buy, and you leave. You don't say, I'm going to die here in the grocery store. So this earth, he says. So suddenly they both died. And the God of death, or what would they call the angel of death, Yamra, took them both in front of the Almighty God. Because there is God and there are gods and goddesses. Because everybody, you know, they have to debrief you and they have to show you, you know, what you did, what you did not. So in the presence of God, God said, what was missing in your previous life? Now that you've kaput. What was missing? The one you just did. Listening to this, one of them said, Beloved Almighty, you gave me a very bad life. You didn't give me anything at all. All my life, I walked in fields like an ox, just stealing and stealing, nothing made it. Whatever I earned was not even enough to feed myself and family well. Probably even silently say, how can God be asking me that as if he didn't know what he put me through? What kind of nonsense is that? You know what you put me through, and now you're asking me as if you are feigning like you don't know. But I'm going to tell you anyway, since you asked. And he said, I didn't get to wear good clothing or enjoy life like others. I got nothing, nothing. I couldn't save anything. I got nothing in my hands. I live like an animal who is in the forest, who just scrounge, you know. Talking about drama king, huh? Instead of drama queen. After listening to his complaint, God asked him, what do you want now for your next life? Since you think your last life sucks, what do you want now? Because eventually I will have to send you back. Because God said, we have everything we need to live a good life. Since you thought you didn't live a good life, we have to send you back. So what do you want? So the farmer replied, and the moment I read this, all of you will know the wounds of ignorance. Please do make it in such a way that I will never have to give anything to anyone. That everything will be given to me. The blessing will just be raining upon me and I will just enjoy it all by myself. I won't share with anyone. Probably he doesn't even want to have a wife or kid. Maybe he doesn't even want a pet, a dog, or anything. I just want to live a life of abundance. I don't, all for me, me and me alone. As if it takes one to make a village, huh? It takes more than one soul, isn't it? God listened to him and said, you will get what you ask for. You can go now. After he left, God again asked to see the other farmer and asked the farmer, tell me what was lacking in your previous life. The farmer folded his hand and said, oh, loving God Almighty, you have given me everything. Remember the expression, we have everything to live a good life. Remember, both of them were farmers and they were both poor. You have given me everything. What can I ask from you? You have given me a good family, some land on which I could work hard, and earn enough to feed my family. Because if you ever talk to farmers, they are at the mercy of the weather. And that's why they are very prayerful. They connect. Because they could use all the mechanized and all the fertilizer, and if the weather doesn't go, forget it. I sound like George Judy. Forget it. For good or for
better, forget it.
Yeah, for better, forget it, you know. You have given me a good family, some land on which I could work at and earn enough to feed my family. And he said, Lord, but there was only one thing missing in my life, which I regretted all my life and even now. And the good Lord said, okay, go on. Do tell. The good Lord said, okay, do tell. What is that that was missing? Do tell. Sometimes, he said, thirsty and hungry people will come to my door. I could give them water, but I could not give them food because there was no food and they had to return hungry from my house. Saying this, he became silent. Remember, we say prayer is a conversation. You say your piece and then amen. Because you don't want to talk over God. And most of all, we do anyway, so we don't hear what God wants to tell us. So then he became silent. Then God asked, so what do you want? What should I make you in this birth when I sent you back? Then farmer prayed to God with folded hands. Please do bless me in a way that no one ever goes thirsty or hungry from my door when they come to my door. You will see that? He wasn't even thinking of himself. He said, bless me so that those whom you have sent to knock at my door who think I have it, even though I don't, that they will never go hungry or thirsty. So that you will take care of them too. You should take care of me. And God said, you will get what you wish for. Now you can go. Now, after that, what happened? The law of reincarnation kicked in. Boom, 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 kaput. They come to the world again. Now, both of them were born together again in the same village. In the same village they both grew up. The one who told God that he just wants every blessing to pour. He doesn't want to share with anyone. That he doesn't have to give. He became the beggar of the village. The second person who said, Lord, bless me that nobody will go hungry and all of that. He became the richest man in the village. So now, the wounds of ignorance kicked in, didn't it? Because if the first one had complained, Lord, I had a hard life, but bless me that the next life will be better and I can even serve and all of that. But all he thought about was himself, as if he's the only one who lived in the world. That is big time ignorance, isn't it? And that lasted him for another lifetime. And that's why Spirit said, we should pray to be healed of the wounds of ignorance. Because it can be a lifetime thing. So what do you think he would do? You think he would be so pissed Of course, probably he didn't even remember that incarnation. He just doesn't know. So when you don't, when life is happening to you and you don't know why, you might pray, Lord, reveal thyself and heal me of my ignorance. Because it could be out of that ignorance you created that wound. Because why else would you choose a different path than the one God has chosen for you? As if God doesn't know what is good for you. Why do you choose the wrong profession? Why do you choose the wrong partner? Why do you choose the wrong nation? God said, we want you to migrate. No, I want to be with my family, you know. If Yogananda has stayed in India, some of the things we benefited from, he wouldn't, will. So ignorance makes us to do things that are not in harmony with our divine love. And that love, the way God wants it, is that we have everything to live a good life. So let us include it now until we leave our body. God, heal me of the wound of ignorance. That the burden will be lifted, that I may live in that oneness of love. May it be so for us, now and forevermore. Amen. Amen.